In the past, you have allowed for exceptions for rape and incest and abortion, but obviously the new personhood pledge that you've committed to is sort of raised the standard. Could you explain your commitment on that issue? And if there's a change, could you explain that?
Yeah, Keith, and there has been. And this is something that is relatively new. And it goes back to a meeting with Rebecca Kissling, who was at the Gift for Life, and we had a fairly lengthy and heartfelt conversation about how she was conceived in rape, and looking in her eyes, and I couldn't come up with an answer to defend the exceptions for rape and incest, and over the course of the last few weeks and the Christmas holidays and reflecting on that, I would suggest my pro-life position has been rather strong as the governor of Texas, but she made a statement to me that was really profound and pierced my heart. So, as I signed that that document, I will suggest to you that all I can tell you is God was working on my heart.